The good news is this. We had a report in concerning prayer for two girls missing in Ontario. So I just got the note. Will, thank you. Hi, brethren. Praise God. The two youths have been found finally. Thank you for your prayers. Well, that's what tonight's all about, prayers, and it's going to be about some of the darkest places on the planet. Now, we can talk about the Mother of Darkness Castle. We can talk about Vadelsberg and what goes on in the Hall of the Dead. Around the world, the castles, the groves, the underground places primarily. It's where the ancient places, you and I, so many of you as believers in biblical revelation, you know these things are to be true. Old Testament, high places, in the groves, under the ground. And yet, it's kind of hard in the day that we live in to really understand how deep, how broad, how wide. So I've had over the years, because of years and years and years and years and years of this, I've been trying to go ahead and put all the info out there, even a decade ago, knowing that it will continue to grow, knowing that hundreds more of the SRA community will come out, victims will come out, they're going to find victory, they're going to find healing, God's going to bring them out, and the stories are going to continue and corroborate, and the evidences, well, they will become irrefutable all over the place. Now, this is what God's able to do, to bring about the irrefutable. I mean, there's nothing anyone can do about it. Like when he did miracles, they couldn't say anything because of the, the smoking gun evidence of the kingdom of God, of the presence and power of Christ in what he does. And well, even today, as we see it in front of our faces, it's part of us as believers seeing the works of Jesus over and over and over again, seeing that power of God, seeing that grace of God, seeing that mercy of God be effectual in lives. Well, you know this and I know this, the prayers of a righteous believer, they're powerful, they're effectual, they're effective. There's an example given to us about Elijah, a man that prayed and stopped the rains for 3 years. So here's what I know, that prayer, warriors, those major intercessors, all believers, by the way, with the promises set before you, the Spirit of God within you, the throne of God to approach, well, there's just the astounding ability to see God intervene, step in, shape, to alter things, to change things, to stop things, to, there's massive intervention. As we say in the book of Acts, he's the God of earthquakes, he's the God of sending angels, and he's the God of shaking buildings. All of this by the hand of God in the book of Acts. So today, may God stretch forth his hands to save lives, to heal individuals, to bring astounding and irrefutable evidences concerning the underworld. And then let's ask the question, what for? And we're going to look at that on the Ragged Edge Radio broadcast this day. This is Russ Dizdar. So glad you're here. So glad you're praying. I want to say thank you to those who've already begun to write and say, I put out the emails. By the way, if you don't get the preemptor updates like today, then or like last night, to tell you about a PDF file that you can download, the prayer, kind of a prayer, a basic prayer outline for today. Now we're going to go 20 minutes into all this, and we'll start praying and interceding. And I'm going to pray that thousands and thousands will be joining. And that those who had been doing it will just reignite, that's all. Because when we ask, it's all about the answers. When we knock, it's all about doors opening. When we seek, it's all about finding. That's what's true about prayer. That's what's true about the beauty of all of it. Ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be open to you. Now, these are astounding. Nothing's impossible to the ones that believe. This is incredible what Jesus says to us. And a verse that I've been giving you that I love very much, Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him who's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, beyond what you ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. And again, to his glory, to the glory of Christ. forever and ever. Love you today, Ragged Edge Radio Broadcast. This is Russ Dizdar. Website behind all this, shatterthedarkness.net. For all the victims, heads up, there's going to be a little bit of trigger-oriented stuff in this today. And for all those that have demons, well, praise God. God knows he's way ahead of all that, way ahead of all them. May he bring destruction to them, bind them till they are expelled and you are delivered in Jesus' name. May God cover the entire broadcast. And as it's listened to again and again and again around the world, may God just pour out his presence and pour out his power. And may the prayers being prayed here will be effectual even as people listen. As God does extraordinary miracles, God does extraordinary sign and wonder, and God is able to save to the uttermost, to bring extraordinary healing and extraordinary deliverance and tremendous triumph over the dark side. Colossians 2:15. Well, he's already made a public spectacle of them. He's already triumphed over all of that. And so the believer... Well, let me tell you something. Before God, before the throne of grace, in the power of the Spirit of God, with astounding promises in prayer, with the dark side already defeated by what Jesus did there at the cross, you know, him, Jesus, the cross, and death and resurrection and the sinless Christ, the blood of the Lamb. Look what's occurred here and his triumph over that. By what he did there at the cross. So when you think in terms of all of this, we stand in that position. Doing nothing, well, simply gives them free reign, gives that dark side agenda free development of the world. Yes, they're going to do their stuff. Yes, it's going to come about. Yes, thousands, millions, and even billions will open their lives to the greatest deceit in human history that brings about the greatest destruction in human history. Now, we're seeing little tremors of it around the world. You think, well, it's really bad now, Russ. Look how bad it is. It is but a scratch. It is but a blip on the screen compared to what is coming. That's why all of us as believers need to be the workmanship of God, created in Christ Jesus, to do those good works, to be the powerhouse God intended you to be. Every one of us. And that's important for all of us. It's important for all of us as we would target a place like Bohemian Grove and any and all other high places and any and all ritual sites. Think in terms of tens of millions of ritually abused individuals. They know where the sites are. They know where the places are. Think of the wizards and the maguses and the sorcerers and all the rest of them that will be summoning and gathering. And not only just tonight at Bohemian Grove, the cremation of care, the human sacrificial ritual that they've been doing for decades. Not just that tonight, but the rest of this month and all the way to Grand Climax, they call it, and human sacrifice again. Have you looked at the Satanic Ritual Abuse Calendar? Glad you're here. We're trusting the Spirit of God to guide. We're acknowledging the living, inseparable presence of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We're acknowledging his love for us as believers, his protection of us, Psalm 91, his hand to bring radical triumph and even destruction to the dark side. Hey, you know why we read in First John 3:8, right? The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's works. All around us, believers, there are millions and millions and millions and millions, billions lost, and billions being sucked in. And deeper down the dark stairway you go, human trafficking and the pedophile rings and the Epsteins and the rest of those. Going down that deep, dark violence and the radical evil that you see, well, then you get down to the near hell's kitchen's door, satanic ritual abuse, the propagation of a need to create a master, altered, human, demonized, satanized race. It's all spoken about in biblical prophecy. Where have the prophecy teachers been on the subject of the troops of Antichrist and the decades it will take in the development before they bring down the current fallen structures that we live in. Red Horse, just around the corner. With that comes Black Horse and Pale Green Horse and all the rest. In the shadows, a global system burning and shedding the blood of the innocents, as it was in the Old Testament. As they are driven by dark powers to be the slaves of Hell's Kitchen, to know the destiny, Akaldama. You know that, right? Akaldama. Well, that's what we're going to take a look at today as we get into this, as we're going to be asking you today to join in to an astounding time of intercession here in just about 8 minutes. 10 minutes, maybe. I want to be able to go over a few things first and tell you about a few things that we need to think about. To the perpetrators of the dark side, the wizards, the maguses, and all those that have dark powers and dark programming, may God invade you as you listen, and you cannot hide. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of him to whom you must give account. The victor has come. God is God. Satan is not. God is God. The Luciferians are not. The blood of Christ redeems and heals and saves and brings indestructible immortality, brings forgiveness and washing and cleansing and restoration of life. That's the hand of God. And there are going to be those listening that God, the Spirit of God, will press on you today. Choose you this day whom you're going to serve. If that Lucifer, if that Satan, if that side is your choice, then you live and die with that. And your blood's on your own head. But if God is God, and if Christ, the Savior, creation listened to him, the dead were raised, the sicknesses were healed, life was given, and though they beat him, though they mocked him, though they scourged him, though they hammered him, though they did all that they did and brought him down to the death predicted in advance, Jesus said it in advance also, he lays down his life by his own authority. Nobody takes it away. By his own authority, he's going to raise it up. You ever read Romans 1, how the Spirit of holiness declared with power raised the resurrection of Christ? So we declare today, we acknowledge the astounding and infinite power of God. So we want to say to all believers today, we can acknowledge Christ in you, Spirit of God in you, sin nature's been broken, new nature of God's power dwelling in you, authority given to you, armor of God supposed to be on right now, my friends, clothed in power, yes, active, stepping out, strong in Christ, worshiping the Lamb of God who'd been slain from the foundation of the earth. This is the God of heaven who's operative in the world. Though you see the mountains of unclean violence and morality and mocking and sin, though you see the violence of that and it vexes your soul, it bothers you and grieves you to see the darkness and the pain and the emptiness and the lost and their embrace of darkness, knowing their destiny is but the dust in hell itself. You ever read about this? The king there in Babylon made a great feast for 1,000 of his lords. Sounds like Bohemian Grove. Sounds like Mother of Darkness Castle. Sounds like castles in England and Scotland and the United States. Sounds like the Underground. Sounds like Fadelsburg. Sounds like the Black Forest. Sounds like a lot of places, Yale and Harvard, secret societies. Great feast for 1,000 of his lords, and he drank wine before the thousands. While he tasted the wine, Belteshazzar commanded that they bring the gold and the silver vessels, which his father Nebuchadnezzar had taken from the temple, which was in Jerusalem. Now he's going to touch the things of God. Now he's going to mock God. Now he's going to subjugate the articles of the temple of God. Because of the arrogance of the dark side, because of the arrogance of those who embrace the demons who are arrogant in their as they live and move and act in secrecy. Step out in the light of Christ. Step out in the light of the living Savior. Step out, Jesu Christu, Yahweh Adonai. Step out in front of Him, demons. Step out in front of Him. This demon-worshipping king, here's what it says, so that the king and his officials, his wives, and his concubines might drink from them. Then they brought the golden vessels that were taken out of the temple of the house of God, which was in Jerusalem. And the king and his officials, his wives and his concubines, drank from them. They drank wine and praised the gods of gold and of silver, of bronze and iron and wood and stone. Let me step in for a moment. Everyone worldwide that's been involved in the underground SRA, Satanic Ritual Abuse, the Great Ancient Brotherhood, the Order, the Black Flame, lying in its uncontested arrogance as they stand and do and shed, and as if God did not see, as if God did not know, as if God did not hear cries of the abused, cries of the slaughtered, cries of the tortured. Words of God for the Luciferian. Verse 5. This is the book of Daniel. This is Daniel chapter 5, verse 5. Immediately, fingers of a man's hand appeared and wrote opposite the lampstand on the plaster of the wall of the king's palace. Pretty powerful, don't you think? Mean, tekel, usparsin. God has numbered your kingdom and put an end to it. You have been weighed in the balances and are found wanting. Your kingdom has been divided and given. Today we stand together in prayer. Today, thousands more all over, hundreds more that will join, not just today, not just tonight, July 15th, when the cremation of care, the ritual, the not the human mock sacrifice that some have talked about, but the real human sacrifice, that which has been prepared for days in advance in rituals and prayers and preparation, ceremonial rituals and all the rest of that done in preparation tonight. World leaders from all over the planet, leaders and money makers and all those, listen, the wittings and the unwittings and the victims and the priests and the sorcerers and the conjurers. And then there's that dark elite. Then there's that mysterium. Then there's that deeper than the dark state, deep state. Deeper than that is this darker system. They know who they are. They know the powers they're doing. They know that it's all by that hand. And they need a power on this side. They need to do all of that on this side. Daniel and his friends, staunch and not assimilated one iota by the dark side around them. Not by the foods, not by the clothing, not by the names, not by the education. Nothing was able to penetrate their love for God, their sincerity, their walk, their stance, and the lordship of Yahweh as they know. They couldn't do it. They couldn't bend them. They couldn't break them. They couldn't even kill them. God stepped in again and again and again, demonstrating. Let us say it again. God is God. Satan is not, never has been, never will be. God is God, and the Luciferians are not. Tonight, as we think in terms of the high place, a historic place, a place of abuse and mind control and SRA and monarchs, now we need to be able to say after, let's think in terms of the decades and decades of this. Let's think in terms of those who have been engaging it since the early 90s and hearing about it and engaging the monarchs and the victims that have come from there. The recruiting of the unwitting to be drawn in, to be influenced by the powers. And as you're listening tonight, you want to put in the backdrop of all this, Revelation 16, out of the mouth of the dragon. That's the picture of the full force, full manifesting a collective force of Satan as he's bringing about all of his, the culmination of his agenda into the world, out of his mouth, out of the mouth of the Antichrist, out of the mouth of the false prophet. Now, listen carefully. This prophecy has not yet been done. This event in the near historic future has not been done. This event leads to the ultimate culmination of the satanic agenda, Armageddon. The great day of God Almighty. What they plot, what they plan for the destruction, what they seek, the third attempt to extricate, to kill off, to rid existence of God and take his place. In the heavenlies, the fallen cherub, I will ascend. He did not. When God comes in human flesh in the Christ child, Revelation 12, he sought to devour the Christ child. He was blown out of his satanic waters. And then this event that has not yet occurred, this event that is developing, as that dark side develops the troops, and as that dark side has drawn in and codified its political, military, economic, wealthy, and technological elite, all those in between, in building what would be behind the scenes a dark shadow system. That system cannot exist, cannot come to power, cannot bring a chaos, and cannot project a global governance without a mass number. Himmler wanted 200 million godmen. The future, as all of the biblical prophetic students should know, there is an underlying thing that has not been talked about, not been poured out into the prophetic conferences, Revelation 19:19. The Therion has made it to the fields of Armageddon. Most likely, what, 200 million soldiers? I don't know. The most advanced technology and weapons? Sure. Kings of the earth gathered there. In fulfillment of Psalm 2, Psalm 2, 3,000 years ago, why do the nations rage? Why do the peoples plot in vain? And the kings of the earth take their stand against the Lord and the Lord's Christ. If you read the chapter, the dark side's not laughing. Someone else is. In light of the culmination, the what would be considered the apex of the merger between dark side powers and presence and humans who have been sucked in like Judas. Armageddon is the ultimate Akeldama. Acts 2, Revelation 19. Have you read the victories? See, not only do we stand on the victories won already, the assurances won already. Yes, it's battlefield. Yes, it could be bloody. Yes, it could be dangerous. Yes, for them, for that side. Barring the fact that God wants to save them, God wants to bring them to their knees. God engaged Saul of Tarshish, did he not? Did he not bring him to his knees? God dealt with the sorcerer in Acts chapter 13. God knows how to handle this. May God stretch out his hand. May God demonstrate power encounters. May God do what's necessary around the globe. May God do what's necessary tonight in thousands and thousands joining in prayer for the destruction of a major bloodlust high place in the United States of America. It's not enough just to read about it, not enough just to see a video, not enough to be disgusted to see the inklings of it, all of which is scratching the surface of what's really there. I don't have time tonight to go into this too much. Bohemian Grove, Cult of Conspiracy. It is a book that I recommend that needs to be read. It really is. I'm quoting something here. After his arrest, he reportedly told detectives that he'd come to Bohemian Grove to kill child molesters and those performing human sacrifices. You have those who wanted to deal with this. But it goes on beyond this. The names that came up most around the Bohemian Grove in recent years, well, they named them. We have names of individuals over the last decades. We have names of psychiatrists and doctors and reverends and officers and, well, we can go on and on and on in this. Even the director of United States Intelligence was implicated, the Presidio, and many stories came out in a compromise. But did not Michael Aquino, Colonel Michael Aquino, fly to Vadelsburg to do a ritual? The Vadelsburg working to try to cover his tracks. What I want to say to all believers tonight, the dark side lives in supernatural stealth, developing in supernatural stealth, wants the body of Christ to be blinded and not know, wants the body of Christ to be crippled and dumbed down so it can't discern. As that side continues, they don't want you to know your authority. They don't want you to know that Jesus already has the victory. They don't want you to know they already been decimated. They don't want you to know the prophecies of the coming of Christ. They don't want you to know of the past destruction of the dark side, the current ability to bring destruction, and the future ultimate destruction of the dark side by a Savior, the hero of humanity, Jesus of Nazareth, whom they all tremble at when they hear his name. In the book Bohemian Grove, Called a Conspiracy, a victim named in that book, Paul Bonacci, claims that he witnessed another child being murdered in a snuff porn film made on the altar at the base of the giant stone owl statue at the Grove. Have you heard about that? Answer: not that specific story, but it fits absolutely with what I've found out about the general themes of this Illuminati elite. It gets more and more bizarre. If you go back to historical accounts and you talk about making human sacrifices to the gods, well, what are these gods and why the human sacrifice? And you realize when you do the research with an open mind and not edit things you don't you don't edit out because you don't like it or your belief system, you find that this is kind of mainstream science. Now, I'm going to interject here again. Think in terms of Mexico right now. 15 million worshipers of an ancient Aztec demon territorial god-goddess that demands human sacrifice. The Aztecs, 140,000 human skulls from the sacrificed lives. Chichen Itza, thousands upon tens of thousands. In the Old Testament, whether you go to the Baals of Moloch or Chemosh or Nebo or the rest of them, whether you go into the stories of the child burning and sacrificial giving up of your children, and the cannibalism that goes with it, what we read about today has been done for decades, millennia, as the dark side has been here. They know the doors they need to come into. They know what they want. So I'm going to tell you again on a global scale, I'm going to tell you again that since the 50s, the final, in my view, the final initiation of the global agenda. And as in the Old Testament, in regions and areas and so forth, the global side of this, the development of the troops, the development of the deeper than the deep dark state, all of that comes on the backs of nonstop blood sacrifice to open the doorways and the gateways for the power demons and the abilities for them to be here, as predicted, as foretold in Scripture by the Spirit of Truth, as never before in human history. Back to the book Bohemian Grove, Called a Conspiracy. Now, when you're in a room with a cat, for example, and the cat is jumping around, acting very animated, play fighting with something that appears to be empty space, that cat is not reacting to empty space, it's reacting to something it can actually see. Now, he's just talking about a story. Just a story. We all know that there's things there. The problem is, outside of knowing God and having the Spirit of God in you and being able to be lit up and know. And then when you have the body of Christ, the believer, subnormal. When subnormal Christianity becomes the norm, dumbed down, undiscerning, pretty much powerless, a lot of activity and a lot of money, a lot of lights and a lot of smoke, but no demonstration of the power of God and the might of God. I'm quoting, because people of a psychic nature can expand their capacity beyond that of the normal human range, they can see things. We're talking about your dark side, spirit guides, so forth. He's talking about all of that, energy fields and so forth. He goes on to say this. Now, where I'm going with this is this. It's very clear from my research in over 40 countries that these entities, hidden just beyond the frequency of range of human sight, actually feed off human energy field, particularly fear. I'm quoting from the book, Bohemian Grove, Cult of Conspiracy. Recommend you read it. I don't know the author. I'm not going to say, all books are one thing. The Word of God is the grid, the standard, the source, our source. And so when these people, back to the book, and so when these people who are controlled by these entities, these so-called Illuminati elite, one of the reasons they are into human sacrifice ritual is that they are literally making a sacrifice to their gods, demon gods, as the ancients talked about. In those cultures, there's an old belief that when you ritually kill someone, as the ritual builds up, the victim knows that they're going to be sacrificed. All this ritual creates enormous terror in the victim. And when the ritual comes to the point where it kills the body, all that energy, the energy of the person, the chemicals released in the blood, the demons that have come to attach to the crystal in the blood lit up. Salt, right? The creation of a doorway. It's what they want. It's how they do it. Pretty amazing that we see it done this way from that side. Pretty amazing that they don't... So when I read a book like this, though I'm not saying it's enormously biblical in a sense, it's researchers, all kinds of researchers from different backgrounds, as it goes on to talk about Bohemian Grove, as there are other groups out there, as others have, you know, dug into it since the early 2000s. I go back to 1994. I go back to the Fort Bragg Psi Warrior who drew the pictures of Bohemian Grove, who handed me their necklace with the owl, who gave me the information, who told me about the real ritual, who showed me their monarch butterfly on the left ankle. They demonstrated the multiple languages and then the ancient and deep twilight. They demonstrated more than I've seen anybody in all these years. They even attempted to come up against us, summoning the deepest of powers. They even joined themselves to blood rituals to engage us and fight us and to come against us and to bring us down, to influence us. They've even, by the power of demons, astral projected to try to do blitzkrieg and engage us and do things. And they've done it since that day. But they didn't know the power and might of the authority of the Lamb of God. They didn't know. They don't know, but their demons do. And I've found that every demonized person I've ever dealt with ever knows. When they engage it this way, their demons know. So tonight as we talk about the high place, I think it's about time that because the church barely prays for the advance of the kingdom of God, let me ask you a question. How many churches take 15, 20, 30 minutes of massive intercession to advance the kingdom of God? Based on Acts chapter 4, Timothy chapter 2, do you know anybody doing that? I'm going to tell you that I believe it's a spiritual battle that the other side has waged over the decades to dumb down, to silence. Push the church into a lot of activities, but don't let them do what God wants. Push them into a lot of ideas, but not into the will of God. Push them and get them to drift off the scripture and do things to accommodate the world. Let the world pat them on the back, but they don't feel the hand of God. What the dark side knows is the laws of engagement. What God said he was going to do with the body of Christ is create a church that the gates of hell and all that comes out of the gates of hell cannot prevail against. The body of Christ, based on the victories of Jesus already won and established, with the cleanup and the finality, Revelation 19, 20 and on, coming, the believer lives on the platform of a devastating destruction of the dark side, exposure and triumph over, and an incredible giving. Well, you're saved, you're in Christ. Psalm 91, every single promise is yours. Every single insight is yours. So you don't have to wait for the dumbed-down, subnormal church. You stand up. You begin. You be the spark that ignites it all. You begin to demonstrate what it is, the power, the might, the joy of the Lord, and the seeing of the demonstration of the power of God. Prayers get answered. People get healed. Thousands come to salvation. God reaches deep into the abused, and with his abilities, infinite, omniscient, omnipresent, infinitely compassionate, infinitely with mercy, infinitely with restoration, heal the brokenhearted. Heal the devastated. Heal what Satan tried to destroy and annihilate and alter. When Satan and the dark side and the programmers and the splitters and all the rest, you know what I'm talking about. As they use human as if it was nothing more than Play-Doh for them to stretch and forge and form and move and change and alter and turn into something like them. God is able to take any human, whatever the destruction, whatever the pain, whatever the loss, whatever the abuse, whatever the alterations, God in Christ is able to undo the totality of the works of Satan, wash, cleanse, renew, restore, heal, save, bring to himself, and stand them up in the face of the totality of hell itself. For them to say these words, Jesus is my Savior. Jesus is my healer. Jesus is my deliverer. All hail the power of Jesus' name. That which Satan has taken to be and to do the worst of the worst, God is able to come in Christ to bring destruction to all of that and bring out of that some of the most powerful, some of the most God-filled, some of the most enormous, some that just exude the mercy and the compassion, yet the power of God. See, I would pray today the churches would repent of the prayerlessness, the powerlessness, and immediately change. If pastors are not prayer warriors and know how to pray, not only for the advance of the kingdom, as we're commanded, as we're part of this, but also to pray with that great power of prayer, great promises of God, the great authority given to us, to pray against the dark side, to pray against all the radical evil that's out there. Isn't it astounding? Isn't it insane? Isn't it nuts that the body of Christ is not doing what it was forged to do? Not living in the power that has been exerted to create it? Does no believer hear? Does no believer know the depth of the presence and the power of God in this war? I could spend more years going deep and dark as God wants me to go to see the underground and bring exposure to it. I believe God wills that. I believe God wills that to demonstrate the reality of that radical evil, to demonstrate the vile, unclean nature of that side, to find and rescue the victims that they have sucked in and drawn in and used and abused, and then to judge not the hell out of them, but them into the very hell they deserve to go to. Bohemian Grove High Place, historic, decades and decades. Abuse, mind control, sexual abuse, everything you can read about, everything that you can hear about. Listen, I listen to a lot of stories about it, know quite a bit of those who've claimed to be there. There are some fake stories and fake news and stuff that cannot be verified. When you can't verify it, set it aside. But when you find, as God shows verification, Ezekiel chapter 8, where God shows the stuff's there, the underworld's there, the dark side's there, the rituals are there, the blood is there, the symbols are there, the perpetrators are there, the elite are there. Ezekiel chapter 8, God willed to give those scriptures. Have you ever read them? Has preachers ever preached them? Have you heard a sermon? Dark side. Don't we understand this yet? End of days? There is no end of days without this dark side. It's beyond the deep state. Human sacrifice and human and rituals, I'm going to say again, by the thousands and thousands and hundreds of thousands on the ritual dates worldwide. It's how they do what they do. It's how they advance their cause. It's what they're all about. And the more and more we hear, the more and more we see, pretty soon there's going to be those that say, well, now I see there's something about this, but you're 50 years behind. Get your head out of the ground. Get your heads up into the up near the throne of God. Get your life centered around the living Christ. Get that word of God in you. Get filled with the Spirit of God. Get a move on. Stand up. Do something for the living Christ at the end of age with the one life that you have to live. Stand up. You're a believer. Stand up. You're in Christ. Stand up. He is worthy for you to stand and give your life and fight for the souls of men and women and to stand with great victory and great power against the dark side's full forces all around us. We pray until it's done. Daniel's day, the believers were 10 times better than the sorcerers and the rest of them. You and I stand in the presence of Yahweh, self-existent God, immortal, immeasurable, omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent. Oh God, He's God. Creator, Redeemer, Jesus of Nazareth. The cross, the blood of the Lamb, they overcame Him. Full force of the dragon by the word of their testimony and the blood of the Lamb. The name Jesus, well, they shudder at that. Prayer power, have you read Ephesians 3:20 yet? Dark powers defeated already, Colossians 3:2, chapter 2, verse 15. You know that, right? Your authority, Luke 10, to trample and tread on the dark side. The forces sucking the world into its violence, its bloodshed, its hatreds, sucking the world into its ultimate destruction and deception. Ask and you'll receive. Seek and you'll find. Knock, the door will be open. Have you read the promises? Nothing is impossible to those that believe. Nothing's impossible to them that believe. Jesus said that. It's impossible to please God without faith. It's an astounding thing in that chapter on faith that they're able to step out in faith in God, in His Word, and conquer kingdoms, administer justice, and rout foreign armies. Cannot a little owl, a little dinky owl there on the Russian River be brought down? One earthquake, one thing. Can there not be one elitist brought down like Saul of Tarsus? Can there not be insiders there that come out? Can there not be a shaking so deep, so wide, so broad, so strong, so deep, that the hundreds of victims that lived in fear can come out? In a moment, we pray. Mountains can be moved. Buildings can be shook. God alone, but He does send angels. God alone, but He does create earthquakes and breaks open jail cells. In the name of the God of heaven, in the name of Yahweh Adonai, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, who by His blood shed for the entire sum total of the world, Savior and King, raised from the dead, holds the keys of death and Hades, authority is his. We ascribe greatness and power and might. We ascribe goodness and love and salvation. We acknowledge Psalm 91 and the protection that God brings, and we ask God to bring that to everyone listening, everyone engaged, everyone praying. May God, like in Psalm 91, bring his protections. Like in Psalm 83, like in Psalm 86, move his hand out to bring destruction to dark side and to radical evil. As we see it in Acts chapter 4, they raised their voices together to God in prayer. God, may you stretch out your hands. May you stretch out your hands. God, lead us by the Spirit of God to pray. Lead us by the power that is at work within us. Lead us by the dunamis of the Spirit of the Lord as we pray today, as we ask you to stretch out your hands of knowing of the vile rituals and vile destruction of human lives, of boys and girls, of human sacrifice, of a high place on U.S. soil. God, may we ask you to stretch out your hands, strike the earth, strike the dark side, advance the victories that Christ brings in making a public spectacle, triumphing over the principalities and powers. May God do that today. May God demonstrate that today. We pray against all the dark powers there at Bohemian Grove. We pray that God stretch out his hand and strike what is above the air, in the air, and there in the grounds, and there under the ground, where there's blood-soaked ground. We pray that God stretch out his hand, strike the demons inside the maguses and wizards and the sorcerers that summon. Strike down the demons in the trees and in the spirits in the air around. Strike down the demons and the powers of the demons that are being summoned tonight to be released on the world leaders and the elites that have been brought in. Stretch out your hand, bring massive destruction. Oh, how we praise the name of Jesus. Oh, how we sing, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing can wash away your sin. Nothing can make you whole again. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. We pray against the rituals past and present. We pray that God stretch out his hands and bring destruction. Destruction to the rituals that have been done. Father, you know the human lives that have been given. You know what's been done behind the scenes. You know what's been done all year long. You know what's been done down under the ground inside the buildings. You know what's being done right there in open in front of all. The masquerade of a mock human sacrifice. God, they mock you. God, they mock you. God, they stand in your sight as that king in Babylon. May you put writing on the wall. May you make it known. Stretch out your hands and destroy the powers that have been summoned by the rituals. Stretch out your hand, past and present, where those powers have been released on the world leaders and world elite. Strike down those powers and break them in the name of Jesus. Break those powers. Destroy those powers. Destroy Satan's works. May your hand strike the ground that's been polluted and desecrated. Strike the grounds, Father. Strike the grounds, Father. As we pray together this day, strike the grounds, strike the properties, strike the mid-air. We know that the prince of the power of the air, Satan himself and the demons and the powers in the heavenlies around, stretch forth your hand, stretch forth your kingdom. It's not a matter of talk. It is a matter of power. It is a matter of your authority. It is a matter of your blood. It is a matter of you, Lord Jesus. Stretch out your hand and advance your kingdom right there. Stretch out your hand and bring the most explicit exposure that place has ever had ever. Thank you for the prayer warriors for decades in silence who've been praying. Thank you for those who have uttered the prayers. Thank you for the weakened, bleeding, hurting, pain-filled, abused who've cried out to you. You're coming. You're coming. healing in your hands, deliverance in your hands, restoration in your hands, a wonder of God, an astounding miracle of God. God, stretch out your hands to the and strike down the idol itself. Stretch out your hands to bring down the ancient idol, the platform by where demons on the ground and up into the air, to the atmosphere, bind themselves together. We ask you, Father, right now to strike it and bring it down, as you brought an earthquake in the days of Paul and Silas in prison, as you opened jail cells, as you opened iron-barred gates and let Peter out, as you sent an angel in to rescue. Psalm 68, summon your power, O God. Show us your strength as you've done before. The chariots of God are tens of thousands and thousands upon thousands. Stretch forth your hand, God, and bring down the idols. Bring down that idol. Bring down that place. Stretch out your hands. Let your presence and power, let your God repulsion of the vile, unclean, desecration, and pollution of those lands be made known. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we gather together today. We ask you to stretch out your hands and engage all the elite, past and present. Those who are so old, they're in their beds. Those who are so old, they've got the evidences. They've got the flash drives and the videos and the films and the pictures and the histories. God, visit every one of them. Give them no rest. Give them no rest as you did to the king of Babylon. Invade them with your hand. Invade them with your dreams. Invade them with your encounter. Put the writing on the wall. Let their knees knock together. Let them know. Let them be disturbed again and again and again. As you invade their world, as you invade the sin upon sin, the storing up of wrath upon wrath, which they've done for years and decades. God, I'm asking you, everybody's asking you, stretch out your hands and engage the elite. Engage them to be exposed. Engage them to be stopped. Father, whatever it takes, stop them. Whatever it takes, expose them. Whatever it takes, like a Saul of Tarsus, you know how to bring the arrogant down to their knees and utterly save them and lead them to come to utterly expose what they were once in. God, glorify your name by doing that. Glorify your name by those who would be brought down to their knees and be told, choose you this day whom you're going to serve. If God is God, serve him. If you're Satan, your Lucifer is, then you live and die with him. Father, you've seen their laughter. You've seen their alcohol. You've seen their clothing. You've seen their symbols. You took Ezekiel in to see the symbols, you see, to see the abominations, to see what is detestable. God, what is detestable there at Bohemian Grove? What is an abomination there, Father? If anybody knows the research, if anybody knows the details, if anybody knows the hairs on the heads of all of the victims, the hairs on the heads and the heartbeat of all the elitists, the blood on the hands and the heads of the sorcerers and the maguses and the wizards and the abusers. If anybody knows God, you do. Nothing in all creation, Hebrews 4, is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of him to whom we must give account. God, stretch out your hands. Stretch out your hands and engage the elite today. Stretch out your hands to engage the elite today. Do what is necessary. Do what glorifies the name of God. Do what glorifies the name of Jesus. Do what shows your triumph over radical evil. Rip it open. Rip it open, O God. No matter how many layers of locks and sealing, and may every single spiritual dark side seal and gateway and protection be broken in the name of Jesus. May you destroy their layers and layers and layers of their own satanic powers. May you destroy the work of all demons. May you cut through them like a hot knife through weakened butter. We pray for you to bring down the elite. We pray for all of those in charge. We pray for all of those who've been working there all these years. We pray, God, that you will stretch out your hands and you will engage, that you will disturb their lives to the point they must tell, that you will deal with them in such a way that they must tell, that you will engage them in such a way that they will either turn to the living Savior, turn to the living Christ, or go down like Herod in the book of Acts. May you stop them. God that knows how to stop Pharaoh, God who knows how to stop Herod, God who knows how to put an end to this. Father, may you stop in that wicked, vile place of abominations. As you led and guided and willed the exposure of what we see in Ezekiel 8. This vile place of decades and decades and decades. And you have summoned prayer warriors. And you have summoned those to cry out. And you have bore witness by your spirit worldwide. And you have moved individuals to pray. And God says, and God decides, and God says it must go all the way. It must go all the way to the pulling down. It must go all the way to the destruction of. It must have an end in all that intercession, a victory that brings a destruction to the demon-human connection at Bohemian Grove, the high place and power and the strategy that's there and what's been going on there. May God stretch out his hand, bring destruction to Bohemian Grove, bring destruction today. Father, we pray for all the past victims and present victims and sons and daughters of the victims. We pray for extraordinary, absolutely extraordinary rescuing, saving, helping, healing, and restoration of their lives. Father, you are the God of extraordinary miracles. You are the God that is able to bring a Lazarus back from the dead. We pray for all the workers that have been there all these years, those who know what need to be told, those who have been threatened. May the threats be destroyed. May the threateners be destroyed if necessary. May the whistleblowers come out by the power and authority of God. May they have the courage. God, rip it open, tear it open, bring it wide. May it be known worldwide, the abominations that have been there. May it be known. May it be known. We pray for the power of God to fall in the area. We pray right now that, God, you stretch out your hands to bring a cleansing, an absolute cleansing of the area. We're asking you to do that, Father. We're asking you to do that now. The word says that our battle is not against flesh and blood. You hear that? Powers and principalities and rulers of this dark. Stretch out your hands to strike suddenly and with great power to destroy the abominations, to cleanse the land, to awaken the body of Christ to what's really there, to demonstrate how far in we really are, how weakened the body of Christ has been in the last 4 decades, and where it should be. We pray for the thousands and thousands of prayer warriors praying today. We pray for the thousands of warriors that will be praying all through. We pray that, God, you will join many, many in massive prayer until it's done. We pray. We pray for all those who are able to bring about the biblically evidential exposure of everything there. We pray, God, that you will lead those who need to write, those who need to speak, those who need to talk, to do so. We pray that you will bring such protection to the past victims, those coming out, those who want to expose. We pray, God, over all those who are praying right now, that you'll give nothing but great Psalm 91 shielding and protection. God, bring destruction to the dark side. Do what you do, God. Do what you do, like a Lazarus from the dead, like a Pharaoh going down. For all the prayer warriors and all those who are praying, just keep on. As the Spirit of God leads you, as the Spirit of God gives you insight, as the Spirit of God gives you any gifting, just keep pouring in the prayers. Victory is already in the hands of Jesus of Nazareth. The dark side's powers have been slain. You have authority, tread. Ragged Edge Radio Broadcast, ShadowTheDarkness.net. Keep on praying, keep on interceding.
Let it toss itself.